one more segment left here on the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show. It's for you. Your questions, our answers. You got one, send it on over, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or you can give us a call toll-free coast-to-coast at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469. That is the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet in the stockpot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at ProclamationGoods.com.
All right, and a number of questions come in this week. This question is sponsored by Fleet Farm and FleetFarm.com. Can you eat yellow cucumbers, Holly? I hate to just throw them out.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're very bitter at this point. If you are only growing one kind and there's not, you know, any other one, you can try to save the seeds from it, but if you have livestock, pigs, chicken, etc., they would eat them, or you can compost them, but you can try it, but they're very bitter.
There's a reason why they are yellow, and they are past their prime, so always make sure that cucumbers and zucchinis are one of those plants of, oh, I see it, I'll get it tomorrow, and then it is like, you know, the size of a small car by the time you get out to the garden the next morning. So always, there's nothing, here's the thing with cucumbers and zucchinis, since we're on this topic. It's not a bad thing or a wrong thing to harvest them when they are small. Smaller than what you would think. Bigger doesn't always mean better. If you've, you know, if they're half the size that you normally would pick them, you can pick them there. They're actually better the smaller they are. And while picking them when they're smaller, you're removing them from the plant and causing the plant to produce more. And you'll have more to harvest. So it works all the way around on that. All right. Can you please tell me how long to leave lights on each day for germination of my plants?
Yeah, so once the seeds are planted, then lights do not need to be turned on until the seeds begin to come through the soil. So at that point, then it's 10 hours on, 14 hours off.
That is what we do, yeah. And it's worked very well. We use the Happy Leaf LED grow lights, and you can certainly get yours at happyleafled.com. Use coupon code JOEYHOLLY and get 10% off your order of $90 or more.
All right, so our next question is more of a comment, I guess. This broadcast is nothing but ads. Yuck.
Well, we're going to give a little behind the scenes here of those of you who diligently listen to the program. The ads are what pay for us to be on the air on your favorite radio station and radio stations across the country. We're on 18 of them this year and hope to expand that number in 2023. Compared to other Garden Talk radio shows, our program has a fraction of the advertising time that some do. There are some Garden Talk radio shows, and I will not name them. I have listened to them, and they are hard to listen to. Out of a 60-minute program, you are very, very lucky if you get 32 to 34 minutes of actual garden content on that program, between traffic reports and sports and bottom-of-the-hour news and what's coming up after the show and all this other stuff. We work very hard to only have about 12 to 14 minutes of actual advertising time in the hour, which is unheard of in a Garden Talk radio program of any magnitude in 2022 or 2023. So we work very hard. We've got great sponsors that believe in what we do and pay the advertising cost in order for us to be on the air. So we don't have to have 30 minutes of advertising or other fill in the blank stuff in order to make the show possible. So, if you don't like the ads, download the podcast and skip them.
So I'm just,
yes, go ahead.
I mean, do people like this, like, write into their local news station? Like,
there's too many ads on the news. Favorite NBC yeah. show on, you know, yeah. that, I don't even
in streaming, there's ads.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's always a few bumps in the road here.
Yeah.
All right. I like your 60-second garden tip on your website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, about putting pine cones around the base of my container to keep animals, mainly cats, from turning it into a litter box. My question is, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. How do I clean the pine cones so they won't contaminate my soil with diseases or bugs before placing them around my plants?
Yeah, so you can, you know, we've not had any problems, but if you are concerned, you can take and soak them in a bucket of soapy water, not super soapy water, but just for about 10 minutes, kind of shake them around and then rinse them off, and then you can let them dry out, and then the bugs would probably be gone.
Yeah, the bugs would be gone, and you rinse them off. But not necessarily, you don't have to do it, but if it gives you peace of mind and that's what you want to do, have at it. Not gonna hurt anything. All right. Where is a good place to get garlic outside of buying it from the store? I'm attempting to or wanting to plant it for the first time this fall in my garden. Thank you.
You can get it from a farmer's market. You can get it from a garlic supplier.
Jung Seeds has garlic. Seeds. They've just got the garlic supply in at jungseeds.com. That's JUNGSEED.com. And if you want to save 10% on your order, you can use coupon code 10. TG2210TG, Tom Gary, TG22 at checkout, and you can get your seeds that way. All right, Holly, next question.
Next question is, so end of last week, I posted a picture to my Instagram and Facebook about how when I got home from, I went to the gym in the store, Joey greeted me with a jar of compost juice because he was excited about it, and I was excited about it too. And so we had a couple of questions come in about what is compost juice and what do you do with it?
Well, compost juice is the byproduct of compost. Some methods of making compost creates a liquid, which is what this is. And it is the byproduct with the hot bin composting unit, hotbincomposting-usa.com. We have it on our porch, and there is, in the manufacturing makeup of the device, it will allow the liquid to go to the bottom, and then you can drain it out as a nutrient feed for your plant. You just catch it in a mason jar or a cup or a bowl or whatever, and you water it, you can dilute it, you can pour it right over the plants. I've been taking it to the front yard and putting it around the tomato plants, and it's just a free fertilizer is what it is, and to me, it doesn't smell. Now, it's not something you should drink or anything like that, but it is compost tea, essentially, is what that is, and the hot bin composting allows that. If you are making compost in a traditional ground method, like on the ground, you're not going to see this. It's going to penetrate into the soil underneath that pile, and you're never going to be able to capture any of this. Just so you know, at hotbincomposting-usa.com, you can get $25 off your favorite unit, either the mini 26-gallon or the hot bin 52-gallon, by using coupon code Joey, J-O-E-Y-2-2. That expires the 15th of August, so you can still purchase and get a little bit knocked off. And it's a very compact unit. We talked about this a little heavy last week in segment one, and it worked really well, very compact. It makes compost. The primary focus of the unit is it makes compost in 30 to 90 days, and it does do that. And you get the bonus of the compost tea or the compost juice, whatever you want to call that. So that's something, it's very unique and it works very well. But, there's a number of things in which you can do with it. Now, I wouldn't take the compost juice or the compost tea. I would not necessarily do it 100% if you're going to feed your houseplants. I would do it probably 25% with water and make sure that gets worked into the soil because it will have some odor. but it's more dominantly used, what we're going to dominantly use it for is in the outdoor garden. So anything else you got to add for that? You want to add to that?
No, I don't think so. The compost juice is a nice fertilizer, and this is our first time using a compost.
Composter.
Composter.
Which is 10 feet from the kitchen.
Yes. And I like it because especially, you know, before we would keep a bucket in the house for the compost, the cold compost.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But even earlier today, I had some tea bags and that I had made some sun tea. And then I had, I don't know, maybe a banana peel in there or something. And I, you know, said, Joe, why don't you take this outside quick? And it was right there. So it's very convenient.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.